An Australian-led trial into cholesterol reduction published last week found that a specially made antibody could lower the bad form of cholesterol, LDL, very significantly, even if someone was already on a cholesterol-lowering medication. This is a hot area of research. It originated in the discovery of families with high cholesterol levels where, according to Associate Professor David Sullivan, a blood fat expert at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in Sydney, the usual genetic defects were not the culprits.
We couldn't find one when we looked for one. And by studying the families in greater detail, we found a new entity which was being produced in larger amounts than usual. It was destroying the usual removal pathway and causing high cholesterols with a resultant risk of heart attack and stroke.
So it was a gene that was where the amplification, the volume was turned up.
That's exactly right. It was called overexpression.
And what was it doing?
It was gobbling.
Or what is it doing?
It's gobbling up the removal pathway for cholesterol, which depends on a cell receptor called the LDL receptor.
The LDL, the low-density lipoprotein, takes cholesterol to the artery and deposits it, but there's also a waste disposal mechanism as well. So it was getting to the waste disposal mechanism.
That's right. The LDL cholesterol actually needs to be used, and the usual usage pathway involves removal to cells which need it via the LDL receptor. If that's not happening, it hangs around in the blood and builds up in the artery wall.
So in a sense, this gene was toxic to this receptor.
That's right. It's actually designed to remove the receptor after an appropriate amount of time, but it was removing it too quickly and leading to low levels.
And then people, once they identified this gene, they actually looked at people who had underactivity of this gene.
Well, the logic was if too much is a problem, maybe too little is an advantage. And they did find naturally occurring families in whom the entity was at a low level. These people had cholesterol levels that were about 20 to 40% lower than you would expect. And because they'd had that prevailing their whole lives, they actually had a reduction in their heart attack rate of about 90%, and they are completely well from all other aspects.
And what about the cancer risk? Because people have said, oh, low cholesterol means higher cancer risk.
Look, we've got a number of these genetic examples of people living with low cholesterol, and there is absolutely no suggestion of that. If you look at the animal kingdom, most animals run at cholesterol levels of about 1 to 2, and it's adult humans that are the exception to the rule.
So somebody developed a blocker for this gene?
Yes, they've found a way of taking it out of the blood via an antibody.
And you just completed a trial, not a definitive trial, but an intermediate trial to see whether or not it works.
Yes, there's a lot of development work going on for this particular idea, and we've been one of a number of groups who've contributed to information about its effectiveness.
What did you do in the trial and what did you find?
We looked for people who were having trouble taking their usual statin medication, particularly people who'd complained of muscle problems, and we invited them to have an injection once every 4 weeks.
Because it's an antibody, you can't take it by mouth because it gets destroyed in the stomach.
That's right.
So you gave them one injection a month.
Yep.
And what happened?
Remarkably, their cholesterol levels went down by 40 to 50% for the lower doses and 50 to 60% for the higher doses. And they remained completely free of their previous muscle problems.
And what side effects did they get?
Look, there were patchy complaints and so forth, but none that made sense as a serious problem coming from the treatment. These were people who were selected for muscle problems, and there was the occasional complaint of a bit of muscle pain. No one stopped their treatment for that particular reason, and the actual distribution of those people didn't suggest that the drug was causing it.
And how does that compare, that sort of level of reduction, compared to if you took an average statin these days?
That's as good as you get with the highest dose, the most active statins we've got.
And, of course, you don't know whether it prevents heart attacks. You're just going to assume that it does.
They've started a program to try and look at this, and the expectation would be that it's only when that proof's available that this medicine would be approved.
Now, this trial that you were involved with was called a phase two, which means that you're finding the right dose to give rather than a very large trial to prove effectiveness. When's the really large trial going to occur? Because that'll take a while.
It's recruiting at the moment, and I think because of the power of the medication, we can look forward to results within 4 or 5 years, which is actually quite quick within this sort of time frame.
How long would somebody have to be followed up for to be sure that it isn't causing serious side effects? Because you are knocking out a gene that pervades the whole body and could have effects on other parts of the body that you don't know about.
That's true. This study that we did lasted for 12 weeks, but all of the patients who participated have been invited to continue their therapy. So that, I think, is helpful from both the patient and the study point of view. The experience is rapidly growing worldwide without any indication of a problem. To be really informed about safety, we probably need to monitor drugs well after they've been introduced into the marketplace. And so that's really going to be the next 10 to 15 years.
So there are a few pharmaceutical companies playing in the sandpit.
At least four I know about.
And cost, because these biologicals, at least in cancer and rheumatoid arthritis and other areas, cost a bloody fortune. And you wonder whether the pharmaceutical companies are gouging with them, you know, $60,000, $70,000 a year. How much is it going to cost to put this on the market?
That's a very interesting question, and I don't know the answer. Certainly there are increased cost structures just with the fact that these products are going to have to be refrigerated, distributed in a different way, et cetera, et cetera.
But you don't know the end price here.
No, as I said, I think it's going to be substantial. I think there'll be a very strong incentive for both the current manufacturers to improve the usage of statins and for government to really try to encourage people to use them to their maximum benefit.
So in other words, the use of this new form of medication will be in the people who are really hard to treat.
Exactly. People who are inadequately responsive to standard statin treatment or those who require additional treatment because of side effects.
Associate Professor David Sullivan is a lipidologist at the University of Sydney, and this is the Health Report on RN with me, Norman Swan. Still to come, should we move away from a doctor-centred healthcare system? But that's later.